Hey, excuse me. I can pay for that. Can you please add the potatoes to his order, and then I'll pay for... Oh, no, I insist. Please let me. You can just pay it forward some other time. Are you sure? Hi. I just wanted to give you these. It's the groceries that you left behind. You're welcome. Don't mention it. So, I heard the end of your phone call. Is everything okay? Oh, did you get in a fight with your parents? Oh, they won't help you financially? Oh, no. I know so many people are out of work because of the pandemic. I'm so sorry. I mean, it's not like you quit your job or anything. You got laid off. It's surprising that they won't help you with that. It's not your fault. Do you live with them or in an apartment? Do you have money for rent? Here, let me just write you a check. How much is your rent? It's no big deal. Just let me do it, please. I don't want you in the streets. It's cold outside. Here you go. Also, I put my phone number on the memo line. So if you need me, call me, okay? Oh, you're welcome. It's nothing. Just helping out a fellow human being. All right. Take care. Hello? Oh, the grocery store, right? Yeah. I actually didn't think I'd hear from you again. How did you get my... The check, right. My address was on the check. No. You are not bothering me at all. I'm actually really glad that you came here. I told you to come to me for anything that you needed. So thank you for doing that. Do you need a place to stay? Well, the suitcases and boxes gave that away. I figured I wouldn't make it awkward and I would offer a place to stay so that you wouldn't have to ask. You don't seem like the type that likes to ask for help. So please, come inside. Still haven't found a job. Well, you can stay here as long as you need to. Oh, the piano. Yeah, I play. It's not just for decoration. Although, I guess it is now. I haven't played it in ages. Yeah, I know how to play that. Maybe later. Not right now. I will show you the room that you'll be staying in. There you go. Yeah, it was my son's room. His name is David. Oh yeah, he really covered up the walls. You can't even tell what color paint is on the walls. They're covered with posters and all sorts of things. Oh, that was his favorite video game. Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, he loves that movie. He has watched it so many times. Mm-hmm. It seems like you two would be friends. Honestly, I don't know where he is. We are estranged. Yeah. You know, it was so hard for me to imagine your parents not helping you out with money. Because if my son contacted me, I would help him in a second. And I don't know if I'm ever going to have that opportunity. I don't even know how to get in contact with him. So helping you out has been, I don't know, I guess in some way, it's been making me feel like I have a son again. Sorry, we barely know each other. I'm sorry if that's too much information or... Yeah, it is sweet and sad. Oh, thank Thank you. That's really sweet of you. I'm not a good mom, though. Well, I mean, I tried to be. I really did. And there was one day that just changed everything drastically. Oh, no, it's okay. I'll tell this story. It's fine. So he wanted a ride to the movies with his friends. And I had said no. I had a headache. I didn't want to take them. And they were 18 at the time, so his friends can drive. They have cars. He got picked up. And on the way to the movie theater, they got into a car accident. His best friend didn't survive. And he's always blamed me. Because if I had taken them, then they would not have gotten into that accident. I know it's not the most logical. But I mean, he lost his best friend. He's looking for someone to blame. I just wish I had done that small favor for my son. It's just one small thing, you know? Ooh, yeah, I would love a hug. Thank you. Oh, well, I would have been honored to be your mom. Oh, I'm really sorry that you two don't get along. That breaks my heart. It really does. I would give anything to have my son talk to me again. Sure, why not? You can call me Mom, if you want. You know, that actually feels really good to hear again. I like being called Mom. I'm glad at least that you have really good memories with her. So things were good when you were younger? You used to sit next to her on the piano bench while she would play? So is that why you were asking about the piano earlier? I actually taught David how to play. And that was how we bonded, with the piano. And we would play together all the time. We would have people over, family, and we'd play the piano together for them. So ever since the car accident, I haven't been able to play. It just reminds me too much of him. I've been suffering from depression, and I mean, it's not only the piano, but I haven't been able to do lots of things that I used to enjoy. Like, even watch my favorite shows. We watched everything together. And everything reminds me of him. No, nothing was funny. It's just, that was what I needed to hear. Well, you call me Mom again, and you don't need to say you're sorry, though. I mean, you had nothing to do with it. This feels really good, just talking to you about this stuff. It's not something I really talk to people about, mainly because I blame myself for what happened. And I feel like I failed as a mom. And that's not something that many people want to broadcast. I haven't really told many people about it at all. You don't? Is it because people have let you down, or? I understand that. People can be hard to trust. So I'm sorry to hear that you haven't had people to confide in. Well, you can always talk to me. And I'm glad that you've gotten to today. It's good to talk about this stuff. It really is. I mean, it's hard to think about, and just bringing it all up in my mind does make me sad, but being able to talk to you has helped. And now you call me Mom. And now you have a mom who does take better care of you than your own mom. And what, we've met twice? That's pretty amazing. And I did mean it. You can stay here as long as you need to. I love having someone in this house. And I love having someone that reminds me of my son. And who calls me Mom. I've needed this. I've missed this so much. No. You don't need to leave. You don't need to leave. No, it's just, you took me by surprise. I am going to just process that and collect my thoughts. I'll be back in a little bit, okay? But don't go anywhere. It's fine. Just stay here. Please, please tell me that you're going to stay here. Thank you. I'll be back in a bit. I'm just going to be alone for just a few minutes. Hey, I'm sorry. I get overwhelmed sometimes, and then I just need to be by myself for a bit. Just to think. Process things, as I said. I was not expecting that. It makes sense, though. It does. It's just that I have been thinking of you as my son. And you know what? That's not fair to anyone. That's not fair to you. That's not fair to my son. Now, in my mind, I had to get away because it was kind of like, oh, my son is kissing me. But again, you're not my son. And, you know, we don't even really know each other. So it was wrong of me to make that connection. Okay, you look upset right now. Let me just clarify. What I mean is that I do like you calling me mom. I do want you to stay here in my son's room. It is very nice having someone stay here. I want you to. I just have to stop thinking of you as my son because there's this other part of me that is very much attracted to you, which also sounds silly too because, as I keep saying, we don't know each other that well, but I do want to know you better. And I want to keep my mind open and keep things open for things to progress further. I just would not have imagined being in a relationship with somebody who was similar in age to my own kid. That's true. We could kiss and not be in a relationship at all. I guess I was taking things very seriously and very far in my head. I just really made this relationship progress in my own head. Yeah, we don't even need to think of a relationship right now. But you'll be living here, so we'll get to know each other better and we'll see what happens. No, I'm just a little bit nervous. Before, I wasn't thinking of you like that. And then after the kiss and just thinking about things, I guess I'm nervous because I do like you now. And I hadn't realized it before. Just because it felt wrong in my head before. It doesn't anymore, as I said. I mean, age really doesn't. Oh, you're a virgin? I'm not. I think you knew that. I don't care. That's fine. Means I get to be the experienced one for once. Now keep kissing me. It's okay. It's okay. You can call me mom still. I'll get used to it. It's been a while. As I said, I've been depressed, so I've not been putting myself out there. I haven't been doing anything for myself whatsoever. I haven't done anything for myself in a long time. Well, as a mother, you usually don't. And here, I'm gonna take off my top. Take this off. Have you seen breasts in person before? Well, now's your chance. So my nipples are very sensitive. If you want, you can play with those a bit. I do like that. You can. That's exactly what I was going to say. You can suck on them too. Here, let's sit down. All right, I'm going to put the pillows up against the headboard. I'm going to go to the middle of the bed and sit up against the pillows. Now I want you to come over here and get into my lap. Now suck on my nipples. Because you see, with you like this, makes it easier for me to take your cock out and give you a hand job. It feels so good. Yeah. You're making mommy feel so good. Okay, by the looks of it, you are about to come. Now, I don't want you to come in my hand. You had mentioned that you're a virgin, and what I know about young men is that they like to not be virgins. So, yes, I am saying that I want to deflower you. All right. Lay down on the bed. I'm going to take your pants off the rest of the way. Here, we'll take your shirt off too. Okay, I'll take off the rest of my clothes. Now, I'm just going to get on top of you here. All right. As you can see, my pussy is very wet, thanks to you. I'm sure you know all about anatomy and how that happens to women, so I won't get into that. I'm just going to grind on you. Now, I know that you think that I've been taking very good care of you by helping you out, but... But trust me when I say that I'm about to take really good care of you right now. I've got your cock lubed up with my juices. And I'm gonna pop that sucker right in. Oh God, that was so cute. Fuck, mommy. Oh, I love that. Felt good, huh? Now, I want you to feel free to communicate with me. If I'm doing something that you don't like, just tell me. If I'm going too fast, tell me. I want this to be the perfect experience for you. So, communication is very important, okay? Just tell mommy if you need her to fuck you differently. Oh God, it really has been so long for me. Oh, you feel amazing inside of me. Just amazing. I am honored to be the first woman to ride your dick. I feel lucky. Ooh, it feels so good. It feels so good. Yes. Yes, I'm okay. Oh, you are the sweetest. I just came. Do you know how hard it is to make a woman come on a cock? It is hard, and you did it! Oh my God. Oh. Oh, I am feeling so euphoric. Oh God. Oh. 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 Oh, Yeah, you're making mommy feel so fucking good. My nipple again. Yes, suck it. Oh, yes, suck it, suck it, suck it. Suck mommy's nipples. Fuck. I'm coming again. Fuck. Yes. Oh, and you came too. We came together. That is amazing. Your cock is probably going to be pretty sensitive now. Just going to get off. Wow. Oh, I love your cock. Is it okay if I gently stroke it while you lay on my chest? Thank you for making me so damn happy. I am so glad to hear that you are too. I hope that I made your first time really wonderful. Oh. Let's keep cuddling. And then later, do you want to play the piano with me? It's a date.